Sightseeing in Gran Canaria, History, Culture and Archaeology. Gran Canaria is about much more than sun and sand. This paradise landscape is the keeper of fascinating archaeological and cultural secrets. Ancient grain stores carved into the rocks, caves adorned with pre-Hispanic art, and that's just the beginning. The island's rich history dates far back to the times it was inhabited by a whole different culture, one that left an invaluable archaeological legacy. To date, some 132 sites have been catalogued, and there's little doubt that this number will increase as more discoveries are made in the future. The sites open a window to the past, revealing how the ancient people lived and giving us a glimpse of their political and economic organization. These sites are truly invaluable given the lack of written sources. In this post, we're taking a look at the four most significant sites: Cenobio de Valeron, Cueva Pintada, Painted Cave, La Fortaleza and Risco Caído. Go sightseeing in Gran Canaria, and discover a fascinating history hidden far and wide on this incredible island. Cenobio de Valeron. This significant archaeological site is in Santa Maria de Guia in the north of Gran Canaria. The Cenobio de Valeron site reveals a storage system excavated into the rocks in the pre-Hispanic era. The site includes more than 350 caves that were used to store cereals and food. The regular, rounded shape of the walls and floors prevented the loss of grains, and the rock offered the ideal temperature and humidity conditions for storage. The discovery has revealed precisely how advanced the techniques used by the ancient Canary Island inhabitants were in terms of environmental architecture, providing detailed information on their diet and the introduction of grains. Information. Address: Cuesta de Silva, 35,458 Guia, Las Palmas. October to March, Tuesday to Sunday, 10 o'clock to 17 o'clock. April to September, Tuesday to Sunday, 10 o'clock to 18 o'clock. Closed on Mondays. Entry price, €3. Cueva Pintada Museum and Archaeological Site. The Cueva Pintada Museum and Archaeological Site takes you on a journey back to Gran Canaria's pre-Hispanic times with enigmatic wall paintings and ancient ruins. Located in the historic quarter of Galda, this outstanding archaeological site reveals details of the life, beliefs and connection with nature of the island's former inhabitants. Taking you on an immersive journey, advanced technology is combined with the magic of history, giving you the chance to explore what life was like in this unique settlement and discover the secrets of its walls. Discovered in 1862 during agricultural work, the site was uncovered in a series of archaeological excavations in 1897. These digs revealed a settlement boasting more than 50 stone houses and artificial caves, the highlight being the famous Cueva Pintada with its painted murals. Despite challenges emerging due to conservation issues and the toll visits took on the site, protective work was carried out and the site reopened to the public in 1972. Today, research continues to ensure its long-term conservation. Information. Address: Call Audiencia, 235,460, Galda, Gran Canaria. Opening times: October to May, open 10 o'clock to 18 o'clock from Tuesday to Saturday, and 11 o'clock to 18 o'clock on Sundays and bank holidays. June to September, open 10:30 to 19:30 from Tuesday to Saturday, and 10:30 to 19:30 on Sundays and bank holidays. Daily guided tours every half hour, with timetabled tours in English, German and French. Free entry on Sundays and specific dates. Entry price, €6. La Fortaleza de Ansite, Ansite Fortress. The group of rocks making up Ansite Fortress is located in Santa Lucia de Tirajana. The formations rise up from the caldera de Tirajana, and are known as Fortaleza Grande, Chicar Fortaleza and Fortaleza de Abajo or Titana, with more than 15 centuries of history behind them. The uneven terrain makes for difficult access, which is precisely what made this natural fortress utterly impregnable, protecting the ancient settlers the Canera II for centuries. As well as being a refuge and home, La Fortaleza had a highly symbolic and religious status, with a strategic location ideal for ceremonies and astronomical observations. The excavations reveal it as having been occupied since the 6th century AD, offering valuable clues about the daily lives of the Canera II people and the prominence of agriculture, livestock and funeral rituals. Visiting La Fortaleza is a journey through time, allowing you to connect with its rich history and culture as you indulge in some sightseeing in Gran Canaria. Information. The visitor's center is located at GC 651 km 1.9, La Soruda. Open from Tuesday to Sunday from 10 o'clock to 14 o'clock. Closed on Mondays. Entry, €4. Risco Cado. Located in Artenara, Risco Cado is part of the Risco Cado and the Sacred Mountains of Gran Canaria cultural landscape, listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2019. Excavations have unearthed ceramics, cave paintings and other remains unveiling the daily life and religious practices of the pre-Hispanic population. It consists of 21 cave dwellings 100 meters above the ravine where the inhabitants worshipped their gods, leaving inscriptions in shrines carved into the rocks. The Risco Cado Cave /Observatory is a highlight, an exceptional testament to the ancient Canary Islanders' ingenuity and wisdom. Strategically located to the east, the natural opening in the roof allowed sunlight to enter, all year round. This unique design made it easier to observe the sunrise and sunset, seasonal changes and other key astronomical phenomena. But this observatory's function went beyond the practical, it was a sacred place for ceremonies and rituals related to the stars. Head to the visitor's center for an immersive experience boasting interactive exhibitions, replicas and multimedia resources to teach you more about Risco Cado. Information. Risco Cado Visitors Center, call Camino de la Silla, 17-35350, Artinra. Opening hours, Monday to Sunday from 10 o'clock to 17 o'clock. Free admission when you book in advance,